Yo, it's 10:02 a.m. I'm getting up. Yesterday I didn't do fucking. I barely talked to even people. I mean, I texted with a few people and talked to Jacqueline on the phone, but in person I dealt with like three people, and that's including a cashier and at the supermarket. And none of those conversations took more than 30 seconds. But every once in a while, I just want to be cut off. New York City is a great place to be alone. You walk around. You need all these people to be alone, because if you live in a town or a suburb, people know your fucking business. People give a shit about it. Here, nobody gives a shit. Nobody wants to know you. Neighbors don't want to know you. I don't know my neighbors. I don't know the lady that lives down the hall. I don't even know if she lives down there. She could be an Airbnb guest. The woman across the hall, I just know because she leaves notes that says our TV's too loud. And I don't even know her, but she we say hello. We say hello. I don't say hello to down the hall ever. And then I don't say hello to anybody else in this building. Oh, there's one family in the building. Because most of the apartments are all studios, but there's one family. There's like a mom, dad with like two kids. And they say hi to everybody. They're weird. Like the parents do. I mean, I don't think it's weird for the kids to say hi. Kids like to say hi. It's weird for the parents to be like. And then everybody's like, "What are you doing here? We're not. This is supposed to be for childless weirdos that live in this building." That's mostly what lives here, childless weirdos. I had to let a guy in who lives in a building, and he—I didn't even know if he lived here. And he said, "I live in 2C." I said, "I don't know if that, I don't." I said, like, "Have I seen this guy? I don't know. I don't remember. I don't look at anybody." That's the other. It's like when you pass someone in the hall, you don't even look at him because you kind of pretend you don't see. You're like straight ahead. Let's not interact. I understand how some people think that that's like, oh, that's not good, that's not neighborly, but it's like, it's really nice. I like it. And the guy did live there. I saw him go into his apartment. But I'm always skeptical. What I always do is, because sometimes people ask you to let you in. People have asked, and they'll have tools or something, be like, "I have to get in and work on the thing." And my go-to, like, as I'm coming out, so, "Can you let me in?" That happens. And this is my go-to. When anybody asks me for anything on the street and I don't know them and I don't want to help them, for the most part, I act confused. And I'm like, what? I gotta go. I don't even say it like, I gotta go. I'm like, I don't know what you're, what? Yeah. And then I just kind of get out of there. I just act dumb. Unless somebody's like kind of aggressive, and then I'm like, no. You know, as aggressive as those people, they have, they collect money for causes. I don't understand how this works, and I'm gonna have to look it up because they're out there. They're out there for Planned Parenthood, Doctors Without Borders, PETA, and Greenpeace, and I something for LGBTQ rights that I don't know the name of the organization, but they're out there and they're like, "Can you help with this thing today?" And I got suckered once years ago, and I'm like, "Sure, I'd love to help. How can I help?" I thought it was going to be signing a petition, and they give you a whole thing, go on and on and be like, and if you give me money, I'm like, I'm not going to give you money. You're some fucking asshole out in the street. I'm aware of charity. Why don't I go on the internet? I've heard of Greenpeace. I'll give money on... And then I stopped another time just as an experiment. I said, I'm going to talk to this motherfucker. And he gave me something. I said, okay. And I said, I'll give money online. And he's like, oh, no, you can't give money online because then it all goes to administrative costs. And I'm like, well, something's fucked up over at Greenpeace. Maybe it wasn't Greenpeace. I was like, something's fucked up over there. If I have to give you cash in order for it to fucking work. And then we kind of, I didn't use all the fucks, but it kind of got a little weird and heated. Don't give money to those people. They're human pop-up ads. And they're like in every city. I've seen them in other cities than New York. Police raid illegal rave inside abandoned Toys R Us. Fuck, I wish I knew where that was. I'd go there. Imagine doing drugs inside an old Toys R Us that you went to as a kid to look for toys. That could go either way, depending on your childhood. But I think I'd enjoy it. I love Toys R Us. I would have gone to that rave. Why would the police raid it? Why would the police raid a rave? You know, busting up a party. I've been at a lot of parties that the cops busted up. I almost got fucking arrested at one, and I got away. But they would, it was like in this house. All of a sudden, the cops showed up. They arrested a bunch of people, but I was able to hide in the basement, and then run out the back door, and I got away. And then I hid in a bush or something. And I've never been arrested to this day. Not saying it won't happen, don't know, but I have not been. I find it somewhat embarrassing that I haven't been arrested, but I don't want to be arrested because being arrested looks like it is garbage. All my friends that were arrested, I have a lot. Most of my friends that have been arrested, it was back when they used to arrest you for smoking weed on the street in New York City, and like everybody I know got arrested doing that. I would just never smoke weed on the street. I just wouldn't do it. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking jail. I got work in the morning. That's like when I had a day job. That's you know, in the 2000s, in the zeros, they used to fucking haul people into the fucking, they lock you up for the night. You have to spend the night in jail because you smoked weed in the street. Ugh. I mean, it sounds oppressive. It sounds like something out of a dystopian future novel. But it was the actual dystopian past here in New York. But they no one's ever said to me, "Oh, it was no big deal." It was always a harrowing tale, and it sounds like it sucks, and I don't want to be arrested ever. Hopefully I won't be. Mark Zuckerberg testimony live. We don't sell data to advertisers, says Zuckerberg. Everybody was having their fun with the old Zuckerberg yesterday. They liked shitting on him because he was sitting on a booster seat. I would have turned down the booster seat if I was him. I'd say, why don't you have a chair? Why don't you have an adjustable chair? Get me an office. I know you want it to be this nice leather joint, but get me an office chair that's adjustable. I'm not going to sit on this fucking cushion. Or be low. You know, that you're trying to be a little kind of, he was kind of playing this whole, you know, seemed to be like, hey, I'm just a guy. Be a little low. Hey, I'm just a guy. I have mixed feelings about it, right? Because I don't understand. People just shitting on this dude, Zuckerberg, so hard. I guess he's so rich, he can't not be an asshole. I don't know. Facebook is garbage. I'll say that, but it's weird. Everybody's turned on Facebook. It might actually die. Then what happens? Where do we go? LinkedIn? That's where I'm going. LinkedIn. Pennsylvania School District. You know, when I just said LinkedIn, that was the end of the joke, which is a hack joke anyway, to be like, you know, it's not the most original joke in the world, and I'll be the first to admit it, but, you know, the show is just a show. It's nothing. Well, it's something, but then I just repeat it again. That's where I'm going to go, LinkedIn. The fuck was that? That was the dumbest thing to do. And after I said it, I'm like, I'm an asshole that has to, that had to repeat himself for no fucking reason. And on a hack joke. And I just wanted to call myself out, if for nothing else, so you don't think that I'm slipping. You know I ain't slipping. This show, I think this show's getting better. And I'm going to speak of this show in positive terms from now on. I'm gonna be like Tony Robbins before he had to say that shit about me too. Why did he say that? That's so dumb. Hey, everybody likes you, Tony. Well, not everybody, but enough people like you. Why don't you not say something dumb? Well, he's like, oh, you know what's gonna make people like me even more? I'm gonna say how Me Too is bullshit, and these women better shut their mouths and get into the kitchen. And everybody's going to chant, Tony, Tony, Tony. And I'm going to sell even more books and classes and everything. Jacqueline met him. She interviewed him. All right. I think we're good. I was going to say, Pennsylvania School District arms 500 teachers with 16-inch millimeter baseball bats in case of school shooting. Well, that should do it. You get a bat. You know, there isn't even an expression about bringing a bat to a gunfight because it's that dumb. You wouldn't do it. A knife, at least you could. A bat's better than a knife, actually. So that's, I just discounted my own thing. They're like, they say don't bring a knife to a gunfight. I'm like, oh, well, bat is even dumber than a knife. No, it's smarter than a knife in that it's easier to wield and you can fuck somebody up pretty good. A knife is hard. You got to stab somebody. Stabbing somebody is difficult. The knife just doesn't come right out. That's what I've been told. I realize I was just talking like I'm stabby. McStabberson over here. I heard that, and then I say it, and, like, I'm an authority. Like, you know, you can't just stab somebody. Like, you got to be ready. Who am I going to stab? I'm not going to stab anybody. I'm not a stabbing kind of guy. Well, sleep tight, Pennsylvania. You got teachers on baseball bats. I'll see you fucks tomorrow. We love you.